Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Tim, you did something shocking at lunch today.
Oh, mate.
Everyone in the lunchroom was horrified at your actions. I can't believe that you... I feel like I've known you for a long time now, coming up to 9 years. Mm-hmm. And this was devastating to learn about you.
Okay, I'm going to say something weird, and it probably doesn't bode well in my favor, but I think I understood how Donald Trump feels sometimes. You're just out there doing whatever you're doing, everyone's yelling at you, telling you you're an idiot. And I was like, I got my back up, and I was like, no, but no one was...
What did you have for lunch today?
I had a sandwich.
Right. What was in your sandwich?
This is the thing. No one would let me explain what was in the sandwich. Okay. And what I did with it is what everyone got upset with.
Okay. Explain yourself then. I'll. The floor is yours.
I put my sandwich in the microwave for 30 seconds.
Who microwaves a sandwich?
Well, did you ever ask what was inside the sandwich?
I didn't have to. I saw the lettuce hanging out the sides. The now soggy lettuce on your wet, moist bread.
Okay. So I had it was a chicken schnitzel breast that I'd cooked earlier in the day.
Yep.
And it was a thick one. So I was like, well, when I eat it, I don't want to eat it cold.
Yep.
I want to eat it warm because I had some cheese in it. And
understandably.
And then everyone was going, toast it, toast it. And I was like, no, I'm not here to ruin the bread that it's on. I don't want toasted bread.
You wanted fresh bread.
I wanted fresh bread with warm meat filling.
So take the meat filling out. Microwave that and then put it back into your sandwich, you animal.
Microwaving a sandwich for 30 seconds when it's called for. And the only things that I'll do it for is a full chicken schnitzel breast or leftover roast beef.
I've never seen anyone microwave a sandwich with like full lettuce inside the sandwich.
It was delicious. And the thing is, 30 seconds, perfect enough time. The lettuce still had its crunch. Everything was fine. It was delicious.
And there was condensation on your bread. I could see the beads of sweat dripping off of it.
I just, with all due respect, don't value your opinion.
Right.
And
that of anyone else in the office.
No, because no one was willing to let me explain why I was excited to have a sandwich. I have, lunches have been tough for me at the moment. I had a little snack yesterday. Just trying to have a warm sandwich with my friends. And everyone was yelling at me. And I think it's totally fine. Mm-hmm. Within reason... to just like a little blast, a microwave blast of a sandwich.
52232955. I need people to rally here, either behind Tim or myself.
It's so normal. It's more normal.
Do
than
you microwave think. A sandwich?
Not exclusively. It has to be the right content.
It feels strange, Tim. It feels very strange.
You can
toast a sandwich,
right?
Like giving it a light toasting would have had the same effect.
I've told you that's not what I'm about. If I want to toast, I put it in the toaster. No one was willing to give it a go. Everyone was like, ew. Until you try it, it's delicious because I had a nice, warm sandwich with everything inside. It was delicious.
52232955. Do you microwave a sandwich? Megan in Bell Park, what do you think of Tim and his microwave sandwich?
Criminal offence punishable by law.
Megan.
Straight to jail.
Straight to jail.
Megan, have you tried it?
Look, Vegemite and cheese in the microwave? Absolutely.
Megan!
Lettuce on a sandwich in the microwave?
No, Megan. No. You can't put any sandwich in a microwave. What are you doing?
No, Vegemite and cheese is good.
Megan,
it's something else.
The lettuce was from my dad's garden. It's real crisp.
So take it out and then put it in the warm sandwich.
Why am I being held back for trying to describe my lunch?
Throw the bread out and heat up the inside and get fresh bread.
Yes. Fresh
bread. Not like refrigerated, already pre-made bread.
Yuck.
Financially, I'm also eating the snacks for lunch, Megan, so that's where I'm at.
It's not our fault you make poor financial decisions.
Okay, this is somehow getting more hurtful.
Well, Tim, I think you'll be happy to speak to Ebony in Leopold because I believe, Ebony, you also microwave sandwiches.
Hey.
Only my fish finger sandwiches.
Ooh, fish fingies.
Oh,
and like I imagine you put a bit of butter on there. Oh, that'd go in real nice there.
Well, not butter, but I cook my fish fingers on for a minute each side.
Nice.
And put mayo on one side of my bread and barbecue sauce on the other. And then you put it in the microwave for 30 seconds to you know, yeah. 3-day-old bread isn't that nice.
There you go.
And it just freshens it up.
Tell you what, Ebony, I love what you're doing there. It does sound like a massive combination of many different flavours, but I'm not going to knock it because I haven't tried it.
But also, Ebony, fish fingers in a work kitchen, we might have to get Megan back on to send you straight to jail because
yes,
that is
crossing the line.
But fish fingers these days.
It's not unusual to microwave a sandwich. Yes, it is. It's not traditionally what you do, but until you try it, like when you've got it like a nice thick meat in the middle, you'd be pleasantly surprised, especially when there's some butter, salt and pepper, a bit of You'll be going,
Or the mayo barbecue sauce combination from Ebony. Yeah, well, we're going to try that.
If you put it in for more than 30 seconds, that's piping hot mayonnaise. And that is not a texture or temperature combo that anyone needs.
This is Tim and Jess.
Tim, there's a new competition that's coming just up the highway to Melbourne. And it's already made waves in South Korea, Japan, Hong Kong.
Okay, so Southeast Asia.
People love it.
All right.
The Space Out competition.
Space Out.
Space Out. Essentially, participants would sit in a designated zone and they would see who could space out for the longest amount of time over a 90-minute period.
What does space out mean?
So essentially, you're not allowed to look at your phone, fall asleep, laugh, chit-chat, sing or dance. Everyone will be wearing a heart rate monitor and you literally just have to sit and stare. Okay. Just space out.
What?
So who do you think would win?
Out of me and you?
Yeah.
I would win within 5 minutes.
Do you think so?
Well, mate, you have FOMO. You're addicted to technology.
Yeah.
You won't be quiet. Do you want me to keep going?
Yeah, maybe this isn't the competition for me. I was like, I could do this. I could just sit and space out. That seems easy. What are you looking at me like that for? Close your jaw. Jaw hit the desk just then.
As you were reading those things out of things that you've brought up on the show where you're like, you literally, you shower with your phone so that you can watch television shows. While you're cooking, you're also watching television or listening to something, or you're on the phone, like, there's no way. Just phone alone.
Yeah.
I think you'd fail.
It's only 90 minutes. I could do that.
You couldn't do 9. I'll lock you in a room here for 9 minutes and you would ask to get out.
The contestant with the most stable heart rate and the crowd favourite overall will be the winner selected.
I'll tell you who would flock the entries online for this. Like young parents who they're just like 90 minutes where I can just
I just
sit
don't have to do anything.
Do anything.
Well, this is why apparently it was started. So the person who created the competition suffered from severe work burnout.
Right.
Was just like constantly attached to their phone and like was just struggling and started to use spacing out as like a form of meditation.
Zoning out is now meditation.
And and decided to make it a competition.
Are you allowed to, like, I know you're not allowed to sleep, but could I, like, lay back, hands behind my head, like, and just chill?
I guess so, yeah. It just says you're not allowed to fall asleep, laugh, chit-chat, sing, or dance.
Man, I do that every day for currently no money.
Yeah.
You tell me this skill that I didn't realize I'd been honing is something that I could, what can you, is it there a cash prize or is it just kind of like, it's a challenge? And
I believe it's just a challenge. I'm not sure what the overall winner actually
wins.
I'm
sure there'd be a prize, but yeah.
But apparently it's happening at QV in this Melbourne city, CBD. So that's the other thing. Like you got the distractions of the CBD all around you.
I hate shopping. This is excellent. How do I sign up? Genuinely. I reckon if we did one here with all the announcers at K-Rock, Tom's super competitive from the Brekkie show, but I think his competitiveness would raise his heart rate and it would go absolutely crazy. You laugh when you get uncomfortable.
That's true. I'd be out, I think,
you'd
first.
Give up. And if we did it around lunchtime, you'd be like, I'm hungry. I want to go. Loggy
would have a good chance at it.
She doesn't feel much.
Yeah.
So I think that would give her an advantage. Loggy and I are very similar.
Chris gets bored
easily,
so he'd be out within minutes.
Lingy wouldn't rock up, so that's a...
I think it would come down to you and Tom.
Ooh. No, I think it'd be Log. I think Log and I would be the people we care the least.
Yeah.
So
zone out the most.
Oh, man. I could. Sometimes when you're talking, I do it. That's how good I am. You don't even realize.
I don't think you've even been listening the whole time I've been talking.
See, what I know to do is when you get to this point, yep. I'll just say it's Tim and Jess on K Rock, and then I hit a button and we move on.
Right.
We got to that point. Anyway, it's Tim and Jess. You're on K Rock.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait. Sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Tim, this is living. I have discovered a performing artist who has decided that $400 million is not enough money for them.
Right.
And they are now charging for different experiences to meet up with them for the day. Have you heard of a little known artist, Gene Simmons, by any chance?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
From Kiss.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I didn't know Gene Simmons was still touring. I didn't realize Kiss were still playing shows.
They played the grand final a year and a half ago.
They did like a full like stadium tour, stadiums.
They go around the world. Like they'll be in Brazil, they'll be in the UK. They'll just go round and round and round.
They've started offering new band experiences, right, for people who are super fans and want to meet with them.
Kiss is one of the biggest bands of all time. They've been around for decades. People would pay a lot of money to get up close and personal, in particularly with Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley, probably the lead singer as well.
Would you pay $12,500 to be Gene Simmons' personal assistant and bad roadie for a day?
Ooh. I mean, I think that is really... I feel like it's unfair to offer that because people will pay it.
$12,500. This is what you get for the $12,500.
Okay.
You will meet up with Gene and band members earlier in the day, either at their hotel or a designated location, and go over the band schedule for the day, right? So you're literally working for them. You're paying for this opportunity, this privilege. You'll be on the team's crew for the day. You'll get a crew member shirt and hat. You get a VIP laminate.
Oh, that's fun.
You'll get to have a meal with Gene Simmons at the hotel or backstage at the show.
That's pretty cool.
You'll arrive and load into the venue with the band. So, they're manual labor. You're paying to do manual labor. You will help the band set up for the show and you'll hang out backstage. You'll sit in on the sound check.
Mm.
Gene Simmons will bring you on stage during the show and introduce you.
I don't mind it.
You'll get a set list signed by Gene Simmons himself. You can take photos throughout the entire experience. You can bring a guest as well that also has to help out.
Yeah.
And you can bring four items for Gene to sign.
Okay. Now that
This is a full experience.
Honestly, Jess, it makes sense when they have songs like this that's what you would be doing. I mean, that's rock and roll, babe.
If you can't afford the $12,500, maybe you have a cheeky $6,500.
Okay.
Because then you can get the Gene Simmons bass experience, in which he'll just like bring you a bass guitar and sign it.
I mean, that's pretty nice.
Then you get to meet him.
I mean, $6,000 for a guitar signed by Gene Simmons while meeting him.
That's a pretty good price.
That's actually because you could get a guitar, like eventually somehow get him to sign it, you meet him, whatever. That takes time, that takes effort. You could probably sell it for a lot more. Mm. You could make money on that.
I just love that he's selling it as an assistant.
Yeah, it's a good job.
It's like, it's not like a, you know, live the life of a rock star for the day, right? It's be my assistant.
5223295. Do you want to be Jess and mine's assistant for an afternoon? For an afternoon.
Right. What are we going
to
offer?
I don't think we'll we're not in a position to be charging people. We're not one of the biggest rock bands in the
world.
No, it's
for free. What a deal.
Yeah, you come here, we'll give you maybe like a K-Rock hat.
Yep.
Maybe we'll get you a lunch.
We'll introduce you on the show.
Yeah, we'll do something like that.
You can watch us plan.
Oh, man, it's pretty exciting.
It's pretty exciting.
We'll sign a guitar.
Yep.
Like a ukulele, like something small.
Oh, are you paying for the ukulele?
No, we'll get the office to pay for it.
Fair enough,
But if someone's keen, definitely would be worth the chat.
The K-Rock assistant for the day.
Matt in Kerr Lewis, would you be keen to be Jess and mine's assistant for an afternoon?
I'd love it. I'd do whatever you want.
Why? Why would you...
What do you need done?
What do you need done? Oh, I could... My car really needs to go through the car wash, Matt, actually.
I love it. I detail cars at home most weekends.
Shut up. That's amazing.
I mean, Matt, again, we won't get you to pay us for this experience. Yeah. But if you're interested, we'll get Matt to organise guests. We'll get him to go through what songs we're going to play, all that kind of stuff. Matt, I'm kind of into this. Yeah, I understand why.
I'd be a great concierge for you. Yeah, I can microwave sandwiches.
Need it. That's good. That's good, Matt. All right, Matt, we'll take this chat offline because I'm starting to... If it's good enough for Gene Simmons, it's good enough for Tim and Jess, all right?
I reckon.
There we go. I reckon too, Matt. I reckon...
Which one of us has the really long tongue?
It's me. All right, you can be Paul Stanley. Tim and Jess, the podcast. Saw something pop up in a Facebook memory, which is always a scary place.
Oh, no.
Even like Chris from Workdays, I saw that he shared a comment from like 2009 or something like that. And it was like, Chris is busy.
Oh,
and he
commented
on his own post going, wow, this is so great. Good on me.
But that's what we used to post on Facebook. It was like, what are you feeling?
Yeah.
And you would literally write to the computer what you were feeling.
A photo that I posted of something that I, from what I can gather, a photo that a family member had sent me. They were clearing out some stuff from my childhood bedroom after I'd moved away.
Right.
And I don't know if I've spoken about this on the show. Everyone, like I imagine a lot of primary schools, and even now, like 20 plus years on, like you got your pen license at school, right?
Of course, yeah.
Did you
ever? I was one of the first.
Did you ever? Okay. Again, it's a weird thing to brag about.
I just was.
Because looking at your handwriting now,
it doesn't seem like it looked
like you got your pen license and you thought, I've got it now. Why would I improve? Same with your car license. Did you ever have one of these? I was showing you a photo.
Oh, no, I never got one of these.
What am I showing you right now, Jess?
A joining license.
Before you got your pen license at my primary school, you had to get a joining license.
You have told me about this before. I've never seen the evidence.
So this is student Timothy Bulch. I was in grade 3 at the time. This is 2002 at my primary school. So it's got a little like thing. So I got my joining license because we were learning cursive. We must have.
Yeah.
Use pen at all times. I haven't got my pen license. How can I use... Because you get your joining before your pen.
Are you sure?
Join at all times with pen. Keep your writing neat or you will lose demerit points.
Demerit points?
Yeah. Remember posture, pen grip, position of feet and bracing the page when writing.
I've seen the way you write. I'm surprised you got your joining
license. Mate, I write in all caps locks.
Yeah.
Like I write in all bold letters.
And you're a lefty, so you're already...
Smudge city.
Yeah.
But this is the thing. I know everyone's talked about their pen license. I thought joining licenses were common.
I've never seen a joining
never
license.
Never heard or...
Well, I don't think we did joining. You didn't do cursive. I don't think we did cursive. I don't remember doing cursive.
I wanted to open the phones on this. 5223295. Did anyone else have a joining license or a cursive license? Because I find it interesting that...
Everyone had a pen license.
Yeah, but then I could be misremembering it, but it seems weird. I swear it was you got your joining license first, and then you... It's like your L's, and then your P's was getting your pen license.
Right, but it seems silly to like be like, hey, we can practice joining, but you can't ride in it all the time till you've got your license. Like,
This is the thing.
Doesn't make sense.
But I'm like the photo of me. I'm adorable, but mind you, this is before my hair went brown. I was like this beautiful golden blonde little boy.
Yep.
Tan skin. What happened? What happened? 5223295. Did you have a joining license or a cursive license or something that you talk to people about and you go, oh, you never got your blue pen certificate? Like, we couldn't use blue pen. We had to use black pen until we got our blue pen certificate, all these kind of things. Because I think every school's got its own spin on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm interested to see if someone else is out there is joining legally.
I would
like
love to know what they're doing in schools now. Like, do you still get your pen license? Do you remember how like cool it felt to get your pen license?
No, dude. Like, I know that you probably thought
everyone applauded. It was like Jess.
Yeah, I think you've been hit in the head one too many times. Ollie in Newtown, did your school have a joining license or was it straight to pen?
I did, yeah. We had joining license, the cursive writing, and you know, we did little writing exercises and you get stickers and whoever got a certain amount of stickers would get their joining like /cursive license and then it was on to pen.
And do you remember getting your pen license and it being like a real big deal?
Oh yeah, it was a huge deal, yeah.
Okay. Did they chant your name in the halls that echoed down the corridors, Ollie?
Yep. Yeah, they sure did.
All right. Do you remember the, like, when you were writing cursive, they would give you those sheets of paper with the multiple bars, and so you'd be like, oh, well, yeah, if it's a big F, you need to start up there, and then the lowercase.
I do not remember doing cursive.
Oh, man.
At all.
It's honestly, it was so fun, like, trying to figure it out, and then you get to a Z and go, I give up. Thanks for that one, Ollie. Kirby in Brimley. I believe I overheard you talking to Jess in the song.
I think Kirby has some devastating news for us, Tim.
Are you telling me that they've discontinued the joining license?
Yeah, they have. Look, I even did calligraphy back in high school. I took actual classes in my art class to do it all properly. I did have a joining license like you, Tim. I loved all that stuff. I still do calligraphy. I do it for a lot of role-playing based stuff. I do all my stuff in my book. I think it's amazing, but I've got kids and they don't get it anymore.
I think the art, like I used to do cursive until I was probably in my mid-20s, and then I started losing track of what I was writing because I got so casual with it.
Right.
And I was like, I literally have to go block letters now to follow my own handwriting because I was trying to write notes in meetings so fast.
Kirby, do your kids still do pen license?
No, they don't.
Kirby, if you tell me that there's like a tablet license or a laptop license, I might cry.
No, there's no tablet license. That's just part of the online learning. But they, both of the boys that I have, they write really well. I think it's just more, you know, just the singular letters, not an entire word like it used to be. So they love the way I write because I have really nice pens and everything. But, you know, they'll never learn. They're not interested in doing it.
So. Devastating.
They'll never know the struggle of, especially if you're left-handed trying to do cursive. You do all these beautiful connections, and then you look back and you go, I've smudged it into one giant blob.
But also, they'll never know the thrill of getting their name chanted when they get there.
Yes, which was a totally real thing that happened.
Jess. I was the first in the class, so everyone was very excited.
Yep. I honestly think you might have been homeschooled.
This is Tim and Jess. Ladies and gentlemen. Exceptional offers available on the Golf R at Rex Gorel Volkswagen. Direct from krock.com.au. The latest news. The latest fashion. This is what's trending.
Not sure if you've seen this over the last couple of days, but there's an Australian pizza chain called Bubba Pizza. Now, there's one in Warm Ponds. There's one in Torquay. They are trying to settle the debate of and break the divide of pineapple on pizza.
Oh, right.
They've got a unique way of approaching it.
I love a pineapple on pizza.
To me, it just
like
doesn't...
Like the juiciness, you know?
See, I don't like pineapple on its own, let alone on a pizza. It's just so...
There's nothing better than like a grilled piece of pineapple, do you know what I mean? Like stick it in a burger.
Yeah.
Put it on my pizza.
Yep. Well, as I just said, don't like it, so... Can't relate, but I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
But yeah, Bubba Pizza is trying to create a new conversation. Instead of pineapple on pizza, they're putting orange.
Orange? Slices?
Yeah, orange, like little morsels.
Little wedges.
Yeah, little wedges of orange. Someone said, send this back to the Italians. But see, here's the thing. I like oranges. So now I feel like this. I can finally get in on the debate of this.
I can imagine like a Peking duck pizza with a couple of like orange pieces on top. Mm.
The way you talk about food makes me feel unwell. And you know that. You said you weren't
like an apricot chicken. Okay. But like it's oranges instead of the apricot.
It's going to give you the signal to shut up.
It's very good. I would try this.
The new pizza, which is the orange pizza, it's a tomato base, Bubba's original smoked leg ham, mozzarella, and chunks of fresh orange.
Okay, so they're doing a Hawaiian, but they're putting...
That's the whole thing. They're going... Right.
Well, they've not really, like, you know, innovated, have they?
No, but they're saying... Their whole thing is they're saying everyone needs to shut up about pineapple because you need to be getting in on oranges on pizza. If they're like Warm Ponds and Torquay, we've got to try this.
I think we need to order one.
We have to try this at some point. Maybe tomorrow we can. And that's eating pizza for work.
Would they deliver from Warm Ponds?
Probably. Or we can send one of the help out.
Don't call them the help.
Sorry, producers. I have to keep calling them that. I don't know. I'm not exactly sure what their names are, but they definitely work for us. So
when you click, they come over. So.
Yeah, really fast. Should we do it? No, they're busy, whatever their names are. So there you go. Apparently, it's not super uncommon. You can find it, the South American pork And European confit variations.
Yum.
Apparently China, Korea. It's not super unfamiliar, but I want to try. I don't know if this is a spoof or a joke, an online joke.
I think we should definitely try
it. We need to be trying orange on pizza.
Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.